did it.
What is that?
His name's Bodhi.
I think he heard you.
Of course he heard me. He hears everything. Even when I'm not talking, he hears me. Here. He likes to be held.
It does. I can feel it likes to be held.
Hey, Bodhi.
His name is Bodhi. Jason, can we keep him? I mean, look, I fixed a bed and everything. It'll be fine.
He doesn't need a bed. I mean, it's not alive.
We don't know that.
Oh, come on.
Bodhi feels just like we do, and he's smart, too.
That was the second call for Skate Rec.
All right. Before we go, we all oath that no one even breathes a whisper about this. Daniel, I want you to pretend that you're still deaf.
Why?
Because people will start probing. We gotta keep this thing absolutely secret. Okay? Okay, let's go.
Let's move.
We're gonna be late.
Come on, let's move.
Because you live in fear if you don't have it and you're driving, because I didn't have it for like 2 months. And then when you get it and you hit somebody that doesn't have insurance, you're fucked. So it doesn't really matter either way. Like, might as well have just not had insurance. Enjoy your tacos-ish. They're cool. Very tasty.
Yes, tasty.
Even though you tried to ruin them by bringing sour cream. They didn't fall for that trap.
Sorry, next time you just get bread and meat. Paleo style.
Yeah. There you go.
Check. You know, the worst part is that wouldn't be so bad.
No, I know. I just kind of threw everything I had in the bag and was like, oh, they can eat it.
Well, like, a majority, do you eat sour cream, Danny? See, it's weird because a majority of people do.
Yeah, I do. But you three don't, so that's
like, every
weird.
Time you go to Chipotle, Allie's like, I'll have a bucket of sour cream with it. I'm like, that is...
Chipotle sour cream is
pretty
legit.
That's when they take it and throw it in the trash.
That's always... Like, anytime I go to Taco Bell, I always think, like, anytime I try something new, I go, like, I want that. Does it have sour cream on it? Yeah. Okay, no sour cream. What else does it have on it? Does it have Baja sauce on it? No. None of that either.
You don't need salsa of any type?
Not really.
Allie hates it when we go to Taco Bell because after, you know, you always order, like, 20 things for two people at Taco Bell. And I'll be like, I don't want sour cream on mine. And she'll be like, mine with sour cream. And, like, every time they'll just, like, whoever makes the food at Taco Bell is either, like, I'm going to slather everything in sour cream or nothing in sour cream. So most of the time, they just put sour cream on everything, and they're like, fuck it. So now I'm like, you can't get sour cream either. No sour cream for anybody.
James is ruining the party for everyone.
That's what I hate about special orders in general, especially with large groups. I had a friend that used to, like, love getting this one thing in McDonald's, but he's like, he'd go like, no mayo, twice as much this, half as much this, and then, you know, like...
And the food industry calls people assholes.
Yeah, stacked like four special conditions on it, and then he'd get it, and he'd always be upset when they didn't make it the way he wanted them to. I'm like, dude, you're allowed one stipulation.
Yeah,
the rule is you can get something without something, but in lieu, you can't have them add extra things.
Yeah,
right.
Have you seen the College Humor video where the lady's at the counter at the fast food chain? She's like, what do you charge? It's like, say, for instance, mustard. What do you charge for extra mustard? Well, yeah, we do. It's a special sauce. Like, well, give me just enough mustard not to go over the line of being extra because I don't want to pay anything else. Like, give me as much mustard as you can without it being more.
We always have these people at Flip Daddy's that are like, you know, I would like to add this, this, and that. But I don't think I really want lettuce. So can I have extra bacon instead of lettuce?
Yeah.
These are the people that I have to come out and talk to and explain how that handful of shredded lettuce probably cost a penny.
Yeah.
They're like, well, but I'm not getting something else. So I should probably not have to pay. Motherfucker, if you want 10 pieces of bacon, you will pay for it.
Take off all my toppings. Give me an extra patty. There you go.
I didn't get a bun. This bun. Eat it in front of you. Make you pay for it. Yeah, food industry sucks.
Yep. Yep. I did my year stint. I'm sort of glad it's over.
It's amazing how many people seem to have grown up without ever having to work in the food industry.
Yeah, I've met a couple of those people. Danny.
I worked at a Coney Island fast food restaurant the summer after high school.
Like at the theme park Coney Island?
Yeah.
Nice.
That counts. That's got
to
suck.
I was in a Skyline.
That double sucks. Cause I know. I think to work at Coney Island, you have to be high all the time, which I don't think Danny was.
No.
So I imagine that was like double jeopardy.
Yep. It was pretty bad.
Danny was high on life and Skyline chili.
It was really interesting people watching at Coney Island, though. Especially since once I became like old enough, like you have to be like 19 to pour beer or something, and we had these like big jugs of like tubs of beer that we would sell for like $8. It was total ripoff, but it'd be like 10 o'clock in the morning and people would still be buying beer.
Have you ever seen the movie Adventureland?
Yep.
No.
I watched like half of it.
Jesse Eisenberg, it's a decent movie.
It's on Netflix. I really liked it. It was my movie of the year in 2010, I think, when it came out. I really enjoyed it a lot. But it's kinda like that when I worked at the zoo for a little bit before I quit, because it was the worst pay ever. It was like $8 an hour, and they give you a random job every time you come in. So I'd be like at the Dippin' Dots stand, or I'd be making like Skyline cheese conies, or I'd be at the Beer Hut, which was where I preferred to be. But no matter where you were, like, it was a very like cut and dry job. You go in, you sell shit to people, and then exactly at 4 o'clock, everything shuts down and you like leave as quickly as possible. There's very little cleanup, you know, whatever. And there's two people that were in charge. Like, they were the managers of all the, like, kiosk workers, because it's all outsourced. These people did not give a fuck about their lives. Because basically they had been working at the zoo for, like, 10 years, and it was a pretty sweet gig, because they were, like, on salary. And, like, we got paid, like, $8 an hour or whatever. But there was, like, a group of us of, like, 20 people varying positions in life. And pretty much everybody just got drunk and sat in a booth. And then you got like 15 minutes for lunch, so you go like watch the polar bears or whatever. But it's pretty sweet. I preferred the beer booth because you could just sit there and drink.
Sounds like the life.
Watch people. Yeah, it was $8 an hour, though. That's mainly why I had to quit. And then I got my like 2 week paycheck, and it was like $180. I'm like, all right, this job is pretty sweet. You don't have to do anything, but. I think it's time to move on.
That's why I had to leave the Esquire. It's a great job, but it doesn't pay any hardly shit.
What's the Esquire?
It's an independent movie theater.
Oh, okay, yeah, the one that showed the interview.
Yeah. Some dude bought like $640 worth of tickets for that when he thought like the Esquire was going to be the only place to have the interview.
I read that, and he got burned because he wanted to scalp the tickets. Like, if I get interviewed him, he's like, yeah, I couldn't scalp them, so I want my money back. And Esquire was like, no.
Yeah.
First of all, scalping's illegal.
Yeah. I know the owner. He would definitely not put up with that shit.
I really that guy was retarded. I don't know. Like,
did you read his Facebook? Because like they linked to that on he's an idiot.
First of all, like they should have arrested him for like scalping. Second of all, if you ever want to return something, just fucking lie about it. Like, oh shit, I accidentally clicked on, you know, movietickets.com. I thought I was buying six. I bought 600 or whatever. You know?
Right.
Fucking
right.
Lie, and then they'll be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, here's your money back. Don't go and say, hey, I bought all of the tickets you had available in hopes that I could price gouge and make money off of you guys. That fell through. You didn't get to sell any of the tickets, and you totally lost out on that money. Can you give me my money back? No.
My parents wanted to go see it for Christmas, so my mom bought us all tickets. And then, like, 2 days later, they announced it was going to be, like, on all the streaming services and stuff.
You know, me and Allie, like, we were going to rent it because it was $6 on Xbox One, like, on their video feature.
Oh, really? What's that like? It must be nice to have that available on your console.
Yeah, it was really good. But anyway, it was $12 to buy, and I really, like, I love the idea of digital box office, so I just bought it. It was $12. It takes up, like, less than 1% of my hard drive on my Xbox. And we watched it Christmas Day, you know, all bundled up. We had all our candy and everything.
Buyer's remorse.
Yeah. Oh, no, I loved it. I thought it was hilarious.
I've heard a lot of people say it was actually really funny. I know all the critics have, like, panned it, saying it was
there's like shitty humor. But there's this school of thought where everybody's, like, so disappointed in the movie because, like, they've just seen, like, the publicity and they thought it was going to be some, like, scathing, like, satire of North Korea and, like, you know, public relations between the two countries. But it's just a stoner adventure film.
I know.
And it works really well as two guys getting high and trying to assassinate Kim Jong-un.
I thought it was funny that when Obama found out Sony...
peanut butter fudge if you guys want some.
Sony decided to take it down. Obama was, like, kind of disappointed. He even said, he's like, are you kidding me? He's like,
I was going to watch this on Christmas at the White House. Yeah, it was really good. I mean, like, it's nothing more than, like, another Pineapple Express, but I love those fucking movies. So.
I love it in This Is the End, where they make, like, the bootleg sequels to Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
When they do that, they shoot it themselves. It's so funny. Jonah Hill's like Woody Harrelson. He's like, it's really funny.
Yeah, but the... Yeah, it's silly. That whole thing was silly. I'm glad that they did the digital box office, though. Especially so we could see how it operates on such a big release. And I'm glad that it took North Korea and everybody getting butt hurt to have a movie released digitally. And I feel like also Sony was like, oh, here's all the theaters that weren't going to show it. Fuck you. Which I think is very nice.
It made like a huge amount of money for what it is. Like 42.
They made their money back.
20 million, I think.
Yeah.
Which is huge for a digital box office release.
Yeah. So, I mean... I think it's great.
Over the small theaters.
Yeah. Like, I think it was in like 120 screens or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was good. I have not seen The Hobbit yet. I was going to see it today, but can anybody get with me?
I didn't see your message, or I totally would have gone because I was uptown hours early with nothing to do.
Yeah. I can't get Allie to go see it. She keeps like dodging out of it. I don't want to go by myself.
Has she already fallen victim the first two or?
Well, she's seen him. She likes him. I like the first two quite a bit. But I don't know. She's got shit to do besides see The Hobbit, I guess. Whatever.
I've seen it. It's just like nonstop action scenes, basically.
I have no problem with that.
My face saw it. She hated it. She hated the second one, too.
Yeah. There's a couple of, like, there's a guy at work, this huge Hobbit fan. He's like, it was the worst movie I've ever seen. I'm like, really, the worst movie I've ever seen? I was like, was there dwarves ramming axes into orcs' faces? He's like, yeah, it's not in the book. I'm like, well, I'm glad they didn't shoot that book thing, because that book sounds fucking boring. I mean, I love the original books. I'm a huge Tolkien nerd, as we've gone over before on the other Hobbit movies. And I know, I want to see it. I feel like it's $100 million fan fiction done right.
Yep.
Oh, whatever.
So my girlfriend keeps saying it's the Peter Jackson fan fiction.
Yeah. I mean, one day they'll probably maybe and do a real Hobbit movie or whatever, but until then, I got this.
Enjoy what you get.
Gandalf dueling with Saruman and Dol Guldur, fucking Dragon Ball Z style. I'm okay with that.
That sounds nice. I want to see it.
I'll watch it. I haven't seen the second one yet.
You got it. You want to borrow it on the Blu-rays?
Dwarves and Barrels, man.
Yeah. That's what the scene everybody talks about.
And Legolas, like, they took the greatest part of Lord of the Rings, Legolas, and shoehorned him into the movies. What's wrong with that? Like, Orlando Bloom needs a paycheck.
So, welcome to episode 56 of the Nintendo Dreamcast.
You guys eat my peanut butter fudge. It's homemade. I made that.
And this is probably going to be, I don't know, it might be Ish's last regular appearance on the show.
Yep, for a while.
We just have to start doing it at 3 a.m.
Oh, God.
There you go.
So I thought you said you were getting a 9-to-5 job. When did it suddenly become?
We were all under that impression. The entire 31-person team was under that impression until at the first part of orientation this morning. And we found out that it is a 4 10-hour day, Monday through Thursday, 3:30 to 2 o'clock shift.
I'm going to be honest with you, though. That sounds like a sweet shift.
Oh, yeah. I don't mind
10 hours, 4 days a week, and second shifts.
So I'm off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
It's a call center, right?
No. It's a like a tax examining job to where I examine tax, file tax forms, find errors, correct them, then inform the taxpayer which errors I corrected.
Okay. Why. That's a lot. Like, when you gave this shift, I'm like, that sounds like a call center shift.
It's glorified data entry and, like, error finding.
Yeah. In which case, it would be the worst shift ever because 5 to like 9 or 10 p.m. is the fucktard season for call centers.
Is it really?
Yeah, because everybody gets home and everybody calls you.
I would have loved that shift at Duke. At Duke, I had the 8 to 4 shift or whatever, and it's all the people that are unemployed and haven't paid their energy bill and got it cut off that call and crying.
I worked at AT&T, and my favorite shift was the, like, I think it was like 8 to 4. No, it was only six. I only took 6 hour shifts. So it was like 8 until 2. I'd get there, I'd sit down, and I'd literally like sleep for an hour before my first call came in because apparently nobody's calling AT&T at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Duke Energy first thing, 8 o'clock in the morning. It just gets. Oh, I was so furious.
Probably people calling at 8 o'clock thinking their shit's going to get cut off at 9. Like.
Where they've woken up and they have no energy. Which is yeah. Usually what happens. Matt just vacated. He has to go take a shit.
And now he's got to turn off the radio.
He's got a poopy. But, anytime I'm out, like, and there's a female family member around, and they say they walk away, and somebody asks where they are, and if it's a girl, I'm always like, oh, she's pooping. Every time. Like, Christmas party.
Sure they all appreciate that.
I'm good
for now. Yeah.
I do have homemade peanut butter fudge.
Oh, Lord. I'm allergic to peanuts, but I'll do it.
And this lay looks kind of like raw chicken.
Yeah, it's raw chicken. Raw chicken squares, Danny.
Who made it, you or Allie?
My grandma.
Your grandma?
Oh. I don't know.
I thought you said you made it.
Yeah, I lied.
So how was everybody's Christmas? Mine was fucking awful. We were all sick through the whole thing. We had to, like, unwrap Cordelia's presents for her while she just sat there, like, getting all the shit she asked for. She just sat there like a zombie.
Looking forward, oh, my God, pretty princess.
Kind of crying a little bit that she couldn't go back to bed.
Like, you will stay up and watch me unwrap these kids. Yeah.
Did you have to wake the kids up in the morning?
Yeah, we had to wake them up.
Did you videotape it?
No, we didn't videotape it. We actually had to take them up to Dayton. So we woke them up in the morning. Did Christmas down here.
Now let's drive an hour.
Right. They were actually a little bit all right when we woke them up. As the day progressed, they got sicker and sicker. And we got sicker and sicker.
Little kid germs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty good.
Have you been sick yet with this super flu going around, everybody?
No.
Me either.
I never get the flu.
Exactly, me either. One.
I don't usually get it either.
Me and Danny are now officially dead.
Me and Allie had
it. I forgot to get a flu shot this year.
Faith had the flu shot. It didn't help.
Yeah, they said that like the first like 500 shots that were given out were just completely ineffective because it's a new strain. So.
Allie has had the flu shot too. It didn't help her.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were pretty miserable.
Yeah,
So me and Allie did the thing where like, oh, let's not get each other Christmas presents, you know? Uh-huh. That old move. And like, I got her a bunch of stuff because I'm a dick. So like, I got all her stuff. She's like, I got you a t-shirt that you accused me of losing when we went to Disney World. And then I got her like all this shit, which was hilarious. And now I keep bringing it up.
So it's a callback right there.
Yeah, because we'll be out. And they're like, oh, what'd you get for Christmas? Like, I got a t-shirt. And they're like, what? Well, yeah, I got a t-shirt.
What Allie get?
Allie's with just like super mad. But, you know, maybe I'm just the better gift giver of the two of us.
You're clearly the more loving member of the relationship.
I clearly care more.
You're putting way more into that than she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl, you're too good for her.
Yeah, definitely am.
I am a little peeved at Allie because she didn't answer my trivia crack request. So
she said she did. I thought she did.
I played that game expired. Of chicken once on Valentine's Day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you lose, Danny?
I'd lost.
No, Danny.
I proved a point, though, so it was worth it.
You never, as the male, you're just never safe in that.
What about you, Danny? How was your Christmas?
Did you get what you asked for?
I got money.
Santa drop it off.
Great gift cards, chocolate bars. I never really asked for anything. I don't really like getting anything because most of the time when I ask for something, I get something similar to what I asked for, but not quite what I asked
GoBots.
For.
GoBots.
Yeah. So I'd rather just take the money and run.
Nice.
Someone clearly doesn't understand the true meaning of Christmas. Yep. But
Well, I mean, when they do send me stuff, they send me receipts, so they're basically sending me a chore to do.
So. My parents brought us up Christmas presents, but it was a dining room table and chairs. I was like, what the fuck, Mom? Where's the money? The gift cards, video games.
They give you one more heavy ass thing to move when you get a new place.
Yeah, and a fucking hutch. A hutch.
Nobody has hutches anymore?
Yeah. I'm
surprised you didn't get a curio cabinet.
They're like, oh, you guys got this nice house, and you guys are like... Growing up, I'm like, I don't give a shit. Like, I will go work and make money to buy a kitchen table. I want some fucking toys.
I got Destiny and a broken PSN to not play it on.
While Xbox I was sick. Lizard grew.
Xbox Live was down for about 18 hours, too, but not nearly as much.
I never noticed it because I was able to watch the interview and Netflix and stuff. So.
And Netflix worked on mine, too. It's just everything else.
The gameplay, matchmaking like, stuff.
Dragon Age was down for a while.
Really?
Which is weird.
I know Unity servers were down, too, through Ubisoft.
Like, for a couple days, I couldn't play Dragon Age.
You were probably fiending like a crackhead, too. Like,
I was just sitting there sick, like, not able to do anything.
Oh, yeah, because I think it connects through Xbox Live. So,
yeah, a lot of the Xbox One games and PS4 games are always on now. So, they always have, like, some tether to the Xbox Live or PSN service.
I just play. Like, I didn't even realize Xbox or PSN went down until I started reading the stories. I was like that Spider-Man meme. I'm like, everyone's complaining about Xbox and PSN, and I'm just sitting here playing Steam games.
Before it went down, I downloaded the Games for Gold discounted 5-game pack, the Telltale pack, for $55.
Oh, nice!
It was usually $115.
All five.
It's usually $115. It was half off for gold.
Wait, what five Telltale games?
Walking Dead one and two, season one and two.
Walking Dead 365 or whatever.
No, Walking Dead season one, season two. Wolf Among Us season one, Game of Thrones season one, and Tales of the Borderlands. So Borderlands and Game of Thrones, I know I have 6 episodes and aren't all of them are out yet, but I'll get those when they come out.
Yeah.
And then Wolf Among Us and Walking Dead, of course, have all been out.
$55.
I don't think I could play through 5 Telltale games generation.
I've never played through entire Telltale game either.
Well, I've played through all of Season 1 on Walking Dead for Xbox 360 and like 1 episode of Season 2. So I still have Season 2 to do with that. And then Wolf Among Us I've been wanting to play real bad.
Yeah.
And Game of Thrones I'll play when it's all out. Like, I'm not going to play Game of Thrones or Borderlands.
Oh, my God. Don't. The worst thing I've ever done is try to start a Telltale game as soon as it's as soon as the first episode comes out. That's what I did with Walking Dead. I later went back and played episode 2, and then never came back to it ever again.
I want to play Back to the Future and Jurassic Park.
Back to the Future is really good. Actually. Park is supposed to be horrible. I never played it.
I do want to play Back to the Future.
Yeah. Voice actors are really good in that. Mm-hmm. That's what your Christmas was, pretty much?
Yeah, I was sort of solo on Christmas. I hung out with a couple people Christmas Eve, then went home and spent most of Christmas Day solo. Charlie came down in the afternoon and hung out for most of the night, and then I took her home, and, that's that for my Christmas. Not too eventful, but I had 3 parties, like 3 weeks leading up to it, so those were all out of the way. And, yep, no, nothing left by Santa on Christmas Eve. Shucks.
I got a t-shirt. It's cool. It was a BioShock t-shirt with the had like it was the undertow emblem. I love that t-shirt. And then Allie, when we packed our bags to leave Disney World, she lost it. And every day since then, this was almost 2 years ago, I talk about how I wish I had that shirt and too bad that she lost it.
Yep.
So... thank you, Allie, for getting you the shirt you lost.
You guys
back.
Are going to go through like an old luggage bag one day, and it's just going to like fall out all crispy and stuff. Like, and Allie be like,
she doesn't listen to the podcast anymore.
She'll be home digging through it.
Yeah, now that it's not live anymore.
She doesn't listen. This is not live. But
the fudge is quite good, by the way.
Part of her Christmas present, she went to herself, I guess. Her and her friend went and saw Sawbones, and me, my brother, and me, and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
West Virginia.
They went to Huntington for the Candle Night show.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I want to go to that so
she
bad.
It was really bad because the place that they're in, it echoed so loud you could not tell a single word they're saying.
Oh, that sucks.
So everybody just sit there like.
That's weird because the audio quality of the cast was really good.
Like, I didn't listen to the cast, that one, but yeah.
I listened to it the other day.
Evidently, you couldn't. Couldn't really understand what they're saying. So
that sucks. It's supposed to be a good. They're just started doing the live stuff, so they probably don't have a good idea like which venues they should do.
Yeah,
that was supposed to be a good one because that was their hometown kind of.
Yeah, and it was like the mayor even came out and declared it Mabim Bam Day and everything.
Yeah.
And then I got her the portable Jambox Mini or whatever, because she listens to all those podcasts, so she can carry around and listen to it. And
what's
like,
yeah, that?
You know, it's a speaker. It just looks like a bar of candy about this big, but it's really loud. And has like
Bluetooth.
Good, yeah, and it's Bluetooth, so you just tether via Bluetooth any of her phones. And
it's like the pill or... Okay.
We have Spotify Premium, so it's kind of nice. You can just play whatever music you want.
3 months for 99 cents right now if you don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep. $5 December 31st is when it's done, so if you want it, get it now.
Does Spotify have podcasts on it?
Maybe. I don't know. We just listen.
Yeah, I just do music, but it's on
the
band.
She has like her own podcast app.
I still can't find a good podcast app. Like Stitcher's like the best I can find, and not everything's on it. Like Adventures.
Apple Podcast and Xbox Music are the two best podcast apps in the world.
Does it like remember where you were when you stop? And
you might be able to get Xbox Music on Android devices now, because I know you can get them on Apple.
Okay.
So I'd look into that. Used to be Zune Music. Now it's Xbox Music. For all you.
Yeah, Zune Music had some good podcasts.
Yep, I did.
We downloaded the Tell 'em Steve Dave Zunecast.
Yeah, they used to be Zunecast.
Microsoft paid for like 12 episodes, and they accidentally recorded like 16 episodes because they didn't keep count of what episodes they were on, but we listened to them. They were pretty hilarious because they decided that for the Zunecast, what they're to do is be a paranormal investigative podcast. They pick like the weirdest, like dumbest fucking paranormal shit to research, and they like go with like some like Craigslist taps investigators to like a haunted asylum. It's like this shitty factory on the side of the road, and they like live cast it. It's
pretty you guys awesome. Remember the Guild, the web series, the Guild.
Yeah.
That was like season 2 through 5. The final season was like first day it was only available as like a Zune download. Mm-hmm. Then it would come out on YouTube like 24, 40 hours later. That's how I watched most of it.
Poor Zune.
I had a Zune.
I liked them.
I had one too.
We have one.
My brother's wife actually had a Zune up until like a month ago when it broke.
I had like Gen 2. It had a bigger screen than the iPod.
I know.
Had that durable like rubber packing so you could like drop it or whatever.
It had more storage for cheaper.
It never skipped. Like my iPod blew up, so I got a Zune. My iPod would skip sometimes, you know. It was a great piece of little thing.
Yeah, it was much better. I think the Zune was much better than the iPod of that time. And then they came out with like the iPhone, the iTouch, and I'm like, ugh. Kind of hard to compete with that.
Market saturation.
Yeah.
She had a Zune until like a month ago, and she goes to the gym for 2 hours and listens to music. So when it broke, her solution was instead of like buying another music player, she set up a bunch of playlists on YouTube, and she'd listen to them on data. And we're on the same data plan.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm like sitting here like, what the hell happened? We have like 8 gigs of data, and she like went through them in like 15 days. And like she's like, I didn't know I was using that much data. I was only streaming YouTube videos for two hours a day.
Yeah. You guys should have some of this delicious peanut butter fudge.
I've eaten a piece and a half. It is quite good.
You like hand me a piece.
You don't like peanut butter?
Throw a piece on the table so I don't have to touch anybody.
Well, Ish hasn't keeled over yet, so I guess
it's basically just sugar. But
I'm a carrier, that's why I don't get sick. I'm a patient zero.
Thank you.
I'm like the monkey from Outbreak.
Typhoid Mary.
I make my grandparents make this for me every year, even though they're like getting old and dying. I'm like, it's like, well, then you should definitely be making peanut butter fudge, because eventually I will have none, because you'll be dead and incapable of making the peanut butter fudge. So chop, chop.
Get to it.
Yeah.
Back in the kitchen, Grandma.
Right.
Well, this is very good.
It is.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Granny got fudge game.
She used to make Buckeyes, but I guess it's too complicated for somebody that has all
peanut butter and chocolate.
I can taste the 90 plus years of life experience.
Yeah.
Oh, that piece tastes like a great depression.
Taste the tears? Because I don't even go home and get it anymore. I haven't seen them in like a year.
I'm trying to taste latent racism.
Yeah. Oh, they use the N-word quite frequently.
No.
Oh. Let them tell you of Barack Obama. They're from Eastern Kentucky, so
probably get along with Kim Jong-un.
Do any of the old people in your all families steal like sugar packets and stuff from restaurants?
No.
Yeah. Like
my grandma and grandpa have like a whole like box full of hotel soaps and shampoos, though.
Yep. I know old people that just take stuff because they're like, well, we lived through the Depression and you had nothing to use, so you take what you can nowadays in case it happens again.
Danny, are you role-playing the Winter Court for Yeah. L5R. Are you role playing as a woman?
No, I'm playing as a dude.
Look me in the eyes, Danny. Tell me you're not playing as a woman.
I'm a dude.
He shuts up. Is that form?
You
game?
Are role playing as a geisha. Are you?
Did you listen to the podcast last week?
No. Oh,
damn.
Yeah. Oh, did you guys talk about this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, James isn't here, so I can confess something to you guys.
You thought you could get past me, Danny.
There was quite a bit
what,
of James.
What clan are you from?
Mantis.
You the Mantis?
Yep.
Are you in the Winter Court? Are you guys discussing trade routes through the colonies or
basically
some shit?
No.
Sounds cool. You're playing as a woman. I can tell. I'm going to get on there and find out. I'm going to honey trap you by getting on there and being a burly young dragon clan.
Honey pot me. Honey dick me.
Yeah, I'm going to honey dick you.
The interview.
I'm going to honey dick you, Danny.
I'm playing as a woman on Dragon Age.
You're not interacting
different?
With other people, though. Real people.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
He honey dicked us. We were honey dicking him.
Wait, you're a woman on Dragon Age?
Yep.
My friends do that too. I have a lot of friends that only play as women in role playing games.
I do that sometimes too.
I don't always do it, but I did it last time I played through Dragon Age. So
see, I like to live through my inner fantasies. So like, I'm a dude.
They always give me the excuse that like
to be like I like to immerse myself in the character.
I'd like to try to see how many women I can get to have sex with me.
I'm very upset that
I like the demeaning outfits.
I'm upset that the women that I want to fuck in Dragon Age only fuck other women. I'm like, wait,
they do
are you
have
serious?
Prettier armor.
This is bullshit. Like Sarah, you can only bang her if
you're a woman. No spoilers. I don't know who I can bang and not bang yet.
He wants to bang him at his own pace. Come on.
So Sarah's not into chicks?
No, she's only into chicks.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I can't bang her. I'm like, my dude's like, let's go to Bang Town. And she's like, yeah, except you have a penis.
I've been putting a lot of effort into Josephine. I think that's a no-go, though. I think she's...
That's who my dude banged.
Oh, okay.
Who'd you bang in Mass Effect?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Miranda.
Yeah, Miranda was where it's at.
I don't remember.
Miranda
2 is definitely Miranda.
Yeah.
I'm an avid member of the subreddit Ass Effect, and it's just screenshots of Miranda's ass. If you think I'm lying, go to reddit.com/r/AssEffect.
You could probably make something up and there'd be a Reddit of it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Did that girl actually do the ass modeling for the character, or was that just all CG?
I don't know. I'd like to think she did, but...
Yeah, the chick from Chuck. Yvonne Strahovski or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mass Effect 1, it was Liara, though, for me.
Oh, it was Ashley for me.
Oh, Ashley. So boring.
Wait a minute, you let Ashley live? You're a horrible human being.
Yep.
Anybody that lets Ashley live, like the racist cunt that you meet in the first five, when you have the decision, I'm like, oh, yeah, she dies.
She dies. I'm not going back to help her with the bomb. She's gone.
Wait, is that the one that was a choice between her and Caden?
Yeah.
Yeah, you let Caden live, man. Caden's cool. He's
no,
Asian.
I'd kill Caden.
I'd kill Caden every time.
Well, Caden is worthless, but Ashley is just more worthless. Yeah. They're both. Neither choice was ideal for me.
I played through Mass Effect as the infiltrator, like the sniper class.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't need Ashley because you have Garrus, and anybody that doesn't take Garrus as a team member is also a horrible human.
Garrus is
so Caden brings something to the table in the fact that he can control things with his mind. Ashley is just a racist cunt.
He just seemed kind of whiny and annoying. Caden did.
Yeah, he does cry a bit about, oh, they experimented on me.
Yeah, like, shut up.
Dude, you can control shit with your mind. That'd be horrible.
I was half drunk playing all the Mass Effect 3 DLC, and you can play the one where, like, you and Garrus go out on, like, your little buddy mission where he's, like, shooting cans and stuff, and, like, it's, like, a heartfelt talk. Definitely got teary-eyed.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It was legit.
I like that.
Who was the weird little doctor in Mass Effect 2?
Morden Solis.
Yeah, when Morden Solis starts singing like Modern Major General, I was like laughing so hard.
That's another sappy moment in 3 if you haven't played it.
Well, in my first playthrough of 2, Morden died at the end, so I had to play through the whole game. Like, nope. Morden doesn't die. But I didn't bang anybody in Mass Effect 1 because Ashley's a cunt and I'm not into alien chicks. So.
Yeah, asexual alien.
So you didn't hit Liara?
No. And then
you can bone Tali yet.
And then I just
you couldn't do Tali, could you?
On the first one now.
No.
I took Miranda to Bangtown in 2 and 3.
Yeah.
So you can continue. That's how I went with Miranda.
Yeah. Yeah, she shows up in 3 a couple times, and as long as you keep it going, like
But in Dragon Age 2, Josephine, we banged. But then I found that my romance options are still open with Cassandra, so I'm pursuing that right now. Even though, like, my character is definitely pretty much married to Josephine,
yeah,
I'm still going to pursue this. Cassandra, I mean, I feel like 120 hours, I should see as many titties as possible.
That makes sense.
I mean, this is, like, medieval wherever. I mean, it's not like... I mean, I'm sure they did this shit all the time, right?
Everybody, I mean, everybody was seeing everybody's titties back then.
You should probably be banging everybody.
Now. Yeah. And mages can kind of give, like, the force push and see any boobs anytime. That's what I'd be doing. I'd be like...
Mind blast.
Yeah. Like air gust.
Rip skirt over the hand right now. Ish would be reenacting the 1982 comedy Zap. With who's the Scott boss? Mayo.
Yeah. Is that where he drinks the elixir?
Yeah, he just, like, takes women's clothes off with his mind the entire time.
That was one of those, like, late night movies you could watch as a kid and see underwear and boobs.
Was it Who's the Boss or was it Charles in Charge?
Was it might have been Charles in Charge.
Yeah. Who's the Boss is Tony Danza.
Yeah.
Charles in Charge and Happy Days is Scott Baio.
Yeah, and then
Joni Loves Chachi.
There's a lot of dudes that want to bang you in Dragon Age as a dude. But I'm happy because in Dragon Age 2, like, if you didn't want to bang Anders, you pretty much had to tell him he was, like, a horrible person. Like, there wasn't an option of, like, if it was an option where he'd be like, hey, I really like you, what do you think? And you could either be like, I would like to have sex with a man, too, or you could be like, I hate you, faggot, I hope you die. Like, there was no, like, middle. Like, there wasn't, like, a regular, like, let's be friends. I think you're really awesome. I enjoy what you bring to the party. Like, you have fireballs and... you know, hail and lightning bolts and stuff, and I like that, and we should still be friends. No, it's let's go to Bone Zone, or you know, just tell him that he's a horrible, like, abomination. And so I think a lot of people spoke out about that, so they've done a good job in Dragon Age. Somebody's like, hey, let's bone. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. And they're like, oh, that's fine,
we can be friends.
Yeah. And then there's people that are that swing both ways in Dragon Age, but they did a really good job because they made people that are only gay. So, like, they're women that you cannot bang as a dude. And I like that because then it gives them identities, you know.
There's just a whole spectrum of sluts. Sexuality. Yeah. My character is definitely a slut.
Well, she's a woman, right?
that's a great thing to say, James. I just alienated four listeners of ours.
That's just the only way to play, because the more people you... engage in relationships with, the more options you get, right?
Well, usually. I mean, to be fair, you can actually be friends with these people. You don't have to slut them up and you get some cool options. So, like, cool. I'm pretty good friends with Sarah. Won't bang me. Yeah,
I like Sarah. I don't use Varric anymore. She's my rogue.
I don't use a rogue.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a mage and I use Blackwall, Iron Bull, and Solas. Because double barriers make my party never die. Whereas rogues stand there, usually get killed, and you only need them when you need something unlocked. So I clear out maps and stuff with my party, and then I'll go and bring in the rogue at the end and come back and unlock chests.
Hide in shadows is really useful. Like, you can take out, like, some enemies that have a lot of guard, get behind them, hide in shadows. You can, like, take down their guard, like, almost instantly.
You know what's even better? Two guys raining fireballs from the heavens on top of them at the same time.
Unless they're unvulnerable to fire, which half the things I've come across seem to be.
I went Rift Mage, totally. So I waited until you open up your prestige class, and then buy the amulet that resets all your abilities, and put everything into Rift Mage, and then I got, like, the barrier spell, and then everything into ice. Because the Rift Mage is, like, super damage heavy. You've got, like, the giant stone fist. You've got Fade Rift, which, like, blows everything up. And you've got all these moves where you can, like, pick people up and slam, like, large groups of mobs into the ground. And when they do that, they take, like, 500% more damage, and they output 500% less damage. So, and then on top of that, if you have your ice spells, you just freeze everybody into place and everybody fucks them up. And okay. Solas is just like 100% spirit, and then he knows some, like, fire spells. So.
I remember in Mass Effect, I really liked the psionic guys because you could lock down like like four people at a time, like black hole there, you're levitating, holes recharge, so I'll do that again and levitate another guy.
There's a sweet spell, I forget what the name of it, but you open a rift and it's like it's not the little circle, it's the big circle. and the rift pulls everybody in. So if you have like 20 dudes, they just slowly go into one spot, and then you wait until they're one spot, and you hit them with like the ice spell that hits everybody at once, or the stone fist. So
AoE attacks are the funnest things in games like that.
Are you playing on nightmare or hard? Or
I'm playing on normal.
Okay. I'm playing it hard, and I haven't died yet.
Yeah, like, that's pretty good.
With my party set up. So
you're just banging everyone. Nobody wants to kill you.
Just fuck all the monsters.
I like the, what I like about double mages, though, is I just don't go through a lot of like healing potions. Because if you get the barrier perk that are 50% stronger, you can rotate them. So I let Solas cast barrier on everybody first. You know, you watch the little thing go down. And right when it's about to tick off, you cast it, and it goes all the way up, and then his recharges. Yeah. So you have a constant like barrier.
Cycle of barriers. That's cool.
So nobody takes damage.
Yeah, that's true. I do backtrack a lot because I use a lot of potions. So
I haven't been able to kill a dragon yet, though. I just hit level 18.
Oh, really? That's depressing.
Well, one, I started fighting, and I reloaded because I think I didn't have the patience for it because, like, I could definitely have won, but it took like 15 minutes of like kiting and dropping spells on it. And I was like, ugh,
is that dragon in the hinterlands? I was hoping to be able to kill soon, but I guess
that guy's a bitch. Yeah. The dragons are pretty much, I think, post game or like when you get ready to like tackle the
finish things up.
I tried to take on the dragon in the Stormlands, and it was just
murder.
Yeah. I thought the hinterlands dragon was bad. It's like a lightning dragon. So it just spams like chain lightning on your entire group, and it's impossible to keep people alive. It's just like, oh,
it's too bad.
Did you guys ever do any like the 30-man world dragons in WoW? You guys ever do any of those?
That was those were dark days. Of the raids before.
Yeah, it would be like you'd have like random spawn of like four different world dragons around Azeroth, and it would take like 30 people to take them down, and they'd like drop pretty decent loot for everyone.
One last question before we move off of Dragon Age.
Yeah.
Do you ever get a place to keep your shit? Because I'm getting sick of like selling stuff that I might need later, like the valuables that you need later for quests. Like, is there ever like a chest you can keep in your keep? Or
can't just throw it all in a barrel like Skyrim?
No, but there's Inquisition perks that increase your.
Yeah, I've already gotten one of those.
There might be something in your room. I've never really been in my room. I sell everything constantly. And I don't ever turn in the items for those item quests because I'm like, do I look like a fucking like grocery boy? Like, no, I don't do those quests. I keep crafting materials because it doesn't count against your inventory, but I just sell everything constantly. Whenever I'm in the keep, I'll drop by that lady and drop off like spider guts to give you like some bonuses against spiders.
You don't fuck around with the side quests too much?
Not too much, unless they like have an interesting story. Like there's a quest to like help this village that's being constantly attacked by undead. Like, I feel like that's a worthy side quest as opposed to the side quest where the guy lost his sheep and wants you to go find it.
I did that one. That was awesome.
I heard it was actually a really good quest.
Yeah.
Cause it turns out it's like not a sheep or something, right? Lord Woolsey.
Yeah. It was like, I don't know, like a bear or something.
Were sheep.
Yeah. It didn't look like a sheep. I wasn't sure what it was. It ran away from me super quick.
But yeah, I do quests built on like if they're like big world quests. Like, I'm in the desert right now tracking Darkspawn, which is totally just a side quest, but I feel like that's a good one. Like, I pick my quests pretty carefully.
I just try to clear out an area of all the quests.
Yeah.
Is it one of the games where you look in your quest log and you probably have 15 or 20 active at one time?
Well, you go on the map and like it shows you where all your quests are.
I do the quest to get all the camps because I feel like that's me solidifying.
That's the first thing I do is
presence in maps. I will get forts for the Inquisition because there's like forts, I think, on each map or most maps. I
haven't gotten to that part yet.
Where you can get a fort, which pretty much gives you like a second skyhold in that map where you can go craft and everything in them. I do big picture stuff. Like, some guy was like, will you take
these big idea guy.
Flowers to my wife's grave?
I did that one.
Yeah, no, fuck you. Like, there's seriously demons coming out of the sky, and I'm the only person that can stop them. Let me stop. Some flowers on your dead wife's fucking grave. No.
You get a lot of influence.
Be putting flowers on everybody's grave because I wasn't stopping demons because I was doing your shitty tour because you're a horrible husband and too lazy to go visit your fucking wife's grave.
It's just too dangerous, man. There's fucking dragons flying around.
Well, I'm trying to stop that. If you would just give me 117 hours, I'll have everything wrapped up and he can go to his wife's grave. Fuck's sake. He was a mage too, I think, wasn't he?
I don't know.
He had robes on.
What a bitch.
He was in Redcliffe. Yeah, I think he was just a lazy dude in his pajamas.
He had robes. He had to be a mage. Did you side with... How far have you gotten into the main quest?
I just closed the breach and did that thing with the trebuchet and the dragon.
Cool. So did you...
Did you side
with the mages or the Templars? I'm taking the mages.
Mages, yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Oh, I did the mages.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw a picture of my character, but he has purple, like...
Oh, Magneto, yeah.
Formal wear on and a... purple like Magneto mask. And my character pretty much is just hell-bent on the mage master race and destroying the Chantry and their Templar Gestapo.
I saw you spouting off against the Templars on Facebook.
Yeah, so which I can't wait to play the game again as a person that hates mages. So. I think my second playthrough is going to be a dick elf warrior because I don't want to spoil anything, but there's a point in the game later where you pretty much have a big decision where you can either put one dude in power, another dude in power, or elves in power. And so I feel like that would be cool if I was an elf to go do that one.
Yeah, I'm an elf, so I know which choice I'm going to
make. The elves are douchebags, though, so they make that. I mean, it's not like you're putting Elrond of Rivendell in power. It's like fucking murder elves, but still.
Sweet, those are the best kind.
Yeah. How's the elven story? Are you like a Dalish or a city elf?
Dalish,
that's cool.
Man, it's pretty good because she's like removed from all the normal elven shit. So.
Oh, really? Are you like the keeper or something?
What's the keeper?
They're like the head. They're like the, you know, in each Dalish clan, there's the keeper, which is like their archmage or whatever.
Oh, right. Yeah. There's like three or four in each clan, I think. And yeah, I think she's one of them.
That's something I did like about, was it Dragon Age 2 where they had all the cool backgrounds? Or no.
Dragon Age Origins. Yep.
Origins. They had all those cool backgrounds. I did like all of the background stories to see what they were.
Yeah, the background stories are cool. And even if you don't want to go and play them all, you can see them on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I like the city elf because you're like, you go get married and then they show up and like murder your fiance in front of you and like everybody. Like, those Dragon Age Origin stories were pretty like, oh shit. Yeah. Like the dwarf one where like your brother betrays you and you get exiled from the dwarven kingdom when you're like next in line for the throne.
There aren't any good origin stories. Yeah. You always, some fucked up thing happens. You find a Grey Warden. The only way you live is by becoming a Grey Warden.
I like the human noble story the best because like everything's happy. You live like in this perfect family and you get like your dad's awesome and everybody. And then Tim Curry comes and is like, fuck you, motherfucker. Yeah. And you're like, I hate Tim Curry. You spend the entire game seeking vengeance upon Tim Curry.
I forgot he was in that.
Yeah. And if you play Awakening, Tim Curry's son comes to kill you and then you end up recruiting him because he's not a bad guy. Or you can't kill him. I recruited him. And at night, I would like go to bed and lay down and be like, yeah, Tim Curry, your fucking son's doing my laundry. He hasn't shown up in Inquisition yet, though, but I'm still waiting because he's part of the setup for the game. Like, you know, you can select whether you killed him or not if he's alive. And he's a Grey Warden in my game.
So. Yeah, I did all that keep shit, but then it wouldn't sync with my game for some reason.
Do you have an EA account?
Mm-hmm.
Probably a PS4 thing.
Yeah, I think it is a PS4 thing.
Used to it.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine not syncing with the world because I imported the exact world, so like all my decisions. It's cool. I'm excited about my Elven playthrough because I'm going to do everything opposite.
I was going to import my old saves, but I apparently never linked them to my EA account.
You can just go in and select them.
I know. I was just going to select the decisions I want.
That's what I did because I never linked mine either.
Yeah, I was like, ugh, it'll be way too much work to have to go back and... Plus, I have like 8 playthroughs of like the original game, which is one that I wanted to do.
Yeah, there's the one reason why I think the default world state, there's something, I don't want to ruin, there's something really, really cool towards the end that most people chose that isn't part of the default world state, and it plays a pretty big part of the game. It has to do with the hero Ferelden.
Whether or not he lives or not?
Whether or not you put your baby in a...
What's her name?
In the witch.
I don't spoil anything for you guys, but there's some cool stuff towards the end of the game that, like... Those decisions are a pretty big part of it.
Like, I want to live.
Did you pick for Loghain to live or not? Or you don't know, do you?
Loghain, the king?
The guy that betrayed the king.
Just takes over the king.
Oh, and you can, I let him live.
Yeah, you can. Well, he's in the game if you let him live, but the default world state, he's not alive.
But I don't know. Okay, so he's not alive in mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is really cool because he actually comes up, like, you get him pretty much like as a party member for, like, a large chunk of the game, which is pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Because I was like, holy shit, because it's really hard to have him live in the actual game. There's like a series of decisions you have to make because what's-his-face, Alistair, will not stay in your party if you if you let Loghain live and turn him into a warden. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, but I guess we can go on and talk about other. I could talk about Alistair. Dragon Age for like 20 more hours. So at least 117 more hours.
So what have you been playing, Matt? I feel like we're kind of moved on to the what have you been playing.
So. No, yeah, definitely. Dragon Age.
Yeah, Dragon Age?
Dragon Age, Terraria. That's about it, because PSN was down all week. I couldn't play Destiny. So.
You've just been playing the Telltale games-ish?
Yeah, that and Cracked Trivia and some Marble Puzzle Quest, so that's about it.
I just played like Our Darker Purpose on Steam for the most part. And I saw Ish's desperate plead on Facebook for further in opponents in Cracked Trivia, so I just downloaded it. It's terrible.
Cracked Trivia, like the website
trivia,
Cracked?
It's like Trivia Crack or something
Trivia
like that.
Trivia Crack or something. Okay.
It's just like
me and Danny have been going toe to toe.
Why didn't you challenge me? I'll play with you, man.
Yeah, I've been challenged. I've been challenged a lot of times.
I don't understand part like so. If I do like a sword challenge, I have to divvy up one of my characters and pick one of your characters.
You never
twice.
Do the challenge. You always just go through and earn your own crown.
Yeah.
If you challenge me, you answer one question in every category, and it's the best of six. So you answer your six. I got to answer them. Whoever answers more gets the other person's character.
Except
so
if they, I actually do except get if you, the character.
Yeah.
Except if you tie, it goes to the other person. So it's almost always, like, odds are you always
if
never.
If you tie, it goes to the other person?
Because you challenge them. So you should never do the challenge.
No, I don't ever do the challenge thing.
Thank God. I was, like, trying to figure out how it was. Because I did it once because I wanted to see what happened. And I got five answers right, and I thought that was good. And then motherfucker just got six answers right.
Yeah, I've only gotten four losses in about 40 games, so. And you gave me two of those, so.
That's pretty funny. I've been playing Dragon Age and Hearthstone. I got Hearthstone big, man. They put it on Android on the tablet, and I just lay in bed and play Hearthstone.
Did it transfer all your stuff with your account?
Yeah, it's your account. I can get on a laptop or the tablet, but it's a really good game. I like it. I laid... You know, a lot of people are free to play or whatever. I bought $50 worth of packs just to get, like, a base of cards. And then I probably, like, I do the arena and just playing online every 10 win, or like every three wins you get 10 gold. And so I've just been getting packs and stuff that way. And I built a deck, like, I disenchanted and built the deck I want. It has, like, the legendaries and stuff in it that I want. And I just play that deck. It's pretty fun. I like it.
I just got a text message from Heath. He said his son was playing ranked games on his account. He went from like rank four to rank seven. He was so depressed because you got to get like 10 wins in a row to go up a rank or something like that.
Yeah, I think I'm on rank 13 right now.
It's like I lost three fucking
ranks. I stopped playing ranked games because in casual and ranked, it doesn't matter. Every three games you win, you get 10 gold. It's so much easier in casual games. I almost always, I would say I have like a 90% rate in casual games.
Ranked is like, I don't know. I don't play the game.
So I just.
It just seems like it's bragging rights or something.
Yeah, I just play at least until I get like all the cards and stuff that I want, and then I'll go play ranked. But casual just seems like it gets me more gold for packs. It's good. Yeah, that's all I've been playing, man. Nice. Smash Brothers. We got a new TV, so we got a bigger TV. I ordered some GameCube controllers. They're not in yet because Amazon is backed up as shit, I imagine. I don't think they shipped. I ordered.
Do you get
like
the converter for it?
Yeah, I got the Hori, you know, the people that do the fight pads.
Yeah.
They made Smash Brothers pads that are the GameCube pads with they're personalized, so they have designs of the characters on them. So about like the Link and the Yoshi one, and they plug into the Wiimote like the old classic controller did.
Oh, and it's like a GameCube controller?
Yep. It's exactly the GameCube controller. Yeah, cool. They're $25 a piece on Amazon. And they're made by Hori, which is just a really good fight stick.
Hori rocks. Pretty much everything they make is quality. Yeah.
So as soon as they come in, we will have a
smash-off.
Yeah, smash-off.
I'm going to have to find somewhere to train, Rocky style.
I'm
eat some meat.
I think next paycheck or so, I'm going to get Mario Kart 8, too.
Nice. Now, Mario Kart, I could probably... I could lock down on some of that, but definitely not a Smash player.
What's in the game news? What's in the news besides the fact that, I guess if you got a PlayStation on Christmas, you're just now getting to play it. That's really awesome.
Congratulations on that.
Yeah.
I was super mad.
Lizard
like,
Group.
I was sick. The only thing I wanted to do was, you know, play Destiny or Dragon Age, and I couldn't do either of those things.
I want to think that outages on Christmas aren't a new thing, because... Like, the Xbox 360 went through it. They used to give free games out, like, every December.
Yeah, I think they may not...
It's usually slow. But this, yeah. this was
and
like
it's
a...
it's like a couple hours.
Yeah. How long was PSN? I know Xbox was, like, 12
so,
18, but...
In addition to, like, the usual slowness, they got hit with a DDoS attack.
Yeah,
so
I read that the hackers took credit for most of it.
And they're just ruining gamers' weekend.
Like, I was just able to sign in today, like, for the first time.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah. I don't know. So it was fucked up.
Yeah,
but Dragon Age started working a couple days ago for some reason. I don't know.
That's good.
That's really...
There was not a lot of game news. I mean, I literally dredged the bottom of the barrels for stuff to put on the list tonight.
Yeah, we already talked about how the interview can be seen.
Pokemon, the game company, announced that they're announcing in the next, like, 2 weeks the announcement of their next game. So, announcement of the announcement.
All right, just getting us all ready.
Alpha Sapphire Omega Ruby just came out, so I don't think it's going to be another
Pokemon.
Like the mainstay Pokemon. I think it might be that Pikachu detective game they were talking about.
Oh, God.
Another, like, a
Pikachu's Mystery Dungeon.
Yeah, or another, like, Ranger game or something.
Right, they just came out of real games. It's probably time for a kiddish, kid-focused game.
Poke Rangers.
Yeah. Screech got charged into stabbing.
Pokemon Fire and Rescue.
Yeah, Dustin Diamond, porn star.
I thought that was the funniest thing on there.
And felon, porn star and felon.
The Saved by a Bell guy.
What happened to those Ninja Turtle things that you made me give up Donatello for?
They took a lot longer to make than expected, so I'll drop them off next time I come.
Are you making personalized Ninja Turtles masks?
Not masks, no.
Are you 3D printing action figures?
James can totally have Donatello.
James is getting Donatello.
Trying to make the point that, like, he's the only turtle that's worth a damn.
He's got the most range.
Raphael's not bad. No, Donatello is prime in video game standpoint because he has the most. Yeah.
In the new movie, Raphael is like... the shit. Have you guys seen the new one?
No. I like Raphael. He's good. He's a good Ninja Turtle. He's angsty,
cool. He's
crude. Turtle. Yeah.
I liked it when he like put on that trench coat and he's like mad and stuff. I forget which one that was, and then he ran into Casey.
The clue is they are personalized Ninja Turtle items, but I'm not gonna tell you what the item is. So
he gets in a big fight with Casey. That's a great scene.
Yeah, Michelangelo is like, I think he has to be the worst Ninja Turtle.
He's like,
he's an idiot.
Constantly high.
His jokes aren't that funny. He's got nunchucks.
He's really funny in the new movie.
Nunchucks. Dude.
The worst of fucking Ninja Weapons.
I can't believe you. None of you guys have seen the new movie?
Nope. No. Did you see the previous
one? Dude, it's really good. You have to watch it.
I've heard everything.
Even
to the
Megan
contrary.
Fox was like palatable in it.
Nothing I've heard supports that.
I was planning on watching it eventually. Like,
I will watch it eventually.
Will Arnett, super funny. Michelangelo, actually super funny.
I figured it would hit Netflix, and then I definitely watched
Donatello
it.
Is probably the coolest in the movie, of course.
I heard the best scene in the entire movie is when they're riding the elevator and they just start beatboxing.
That is pretty funny when they start making noise with their weapons. They're making music with their weapons.
Do you have it?
I have the Blu-ray at the house, so if you want me to bring it.
Well, I'll just download it.
So the Chinese game market is already way better than the U.S. gaming market.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
It was a 38% increase over our yearly sales.
You mean they're just selling better in China?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they're making 38% more money.
I don't know. The way you presented it, it's like it's a better game market. They have better games. It's more fun.
I think if there's more selling potential, then all those things will be true in the future.
Like they have an economic advantage right now, not necessarily a quality, like actually making
well,
games.
Well, then they'll make games for China, and then we can play them too sometimes.
If America outlawed video game consoles for like 20 years, we sell like hotcakes here too.
Yeah.
I wonder when they're going to come out with like Smog Swimmer 2016, something like that.
Well, I mean, there'll probably be a little time in the near future where like games will start coming out there first and we'll be all pissed off.
But we're America.
We're America. We used to be better.
The next Pokemon's going to come out there right after Japan.
You can pre-order Halo 5 for $250 today.
But they haven't released what's coming with it, so it's kind of a toss-up.
Wait. You can pre-order Halo 5?
There's a
$250 edition. Legendary bundle, but they haven't released any details of what's inside.
You have no idea what's coming with it.
I do want to complain about this for a minute. When I first got my 360, the BioShock came out. I was like, that's going to be the greatest game ever. I bought the Legendary Edition that came with the Big Daddy statue that I still have. The soundtrack on like a faux vinyl CD, an art book. It was $80. $20 more. Yep. There's three tiers of collector's editions for Halo 5. The normal one, which is $60. The limited edition, which is $100, only comes with digital content. $100, $40 more, only comes with digital content.
That's ridiculous.
And then the $250 one that comes with a statue. What the fuck happened between 2008?
Any of you guys ever own the Cat helmet, the Master Chief helmet on the stand?
No.
I bought it at Best Buy like probably 3-4 months after Halo 3 came out. And it was like marked down like 65%. So I got it for like $40. And it was a pretty neat bundle and all. I ended up giving it to my nephew.
Like Mass Effect 3, I bought the limited edition for, and it came with like an N7 patch.
Yeah,
had a cool gloss sleeve, like metal case, and a lot of cool like art cells and stuff in it. Great game. The fucking Dragon Age was $80, and it had some horses.
That's the best thing about the Disney Movie Club. Anytime you order like one of the featured titles, and it gets sent to you, it comes with like a 3D glossy, like holographic printed. Like sell, and so I just have like a drawer at home full of those from the movies we've ordered. They're all really neat.
Well, just like based off Dragon Age and then Halo that's coming out, it's like you're getting DLC and you're paying for it up front. This is all you're getting.
Pretty much.
You got some DLC to the game that you paid for.
Comes with a season pass.
It doesn't come with a season pass. It has a fucking horse armor.
Apparently you can buy all that shit now with the DLC for $10 too, so like why bother?
Exactly. I was like, seriously, this is what my collector's edition of Dragon Age is?
That's ridiculous. Let's see. So what are the year's most pirated movies and TV shows-ish?
I imagine Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is number one. That's why I put it on there. Game of Thrones is number one.
What would it be more? What other good shows came out this year?
Frozen, Gravity, Wolf of Wall Street. I was thinking shows.
I mean,
The Hobbit.
I'm sure every...
True Detective, Game of Thrones... Gotham, maybe?
Gotham's on there. It's number five or six. South Park is number 10.
Walking Dead.
Is True Detective not on there?
True Detective's not on there. Walking Dead's number two.
I guess True Detective.
Vikings is on there. You guys watch Vikings?
I do not.
I've seen some episodes of it.
Super good.
It's got Donald Logan. I just started watching it. I like pretty much anything he's in.
Oh, House of Cards. I bet House of Cards is on there.
No.
Nope.
Oh, wait. No, it's on Netflix.
Right.
I finally finished season two of that, the last three or four episodes. It takes a turn.
I finished season one while I was flying to Malaysia. I haven't seen the rest of it yet.
Ew, The Big Bang Theory is number three.
Yep, that's a popular show. Popular show.
I hate that show.
Yeah. What's those Legend of Korra is on there anywhere?
Nah. No, I haven't watched that. Yeah. I mean,
I kept like apparently they just had the season finale, so there's all kinds of talk on the internet about it.
Oh, yeah, especially since she goes off with another woman. Like the show ends and like her and her girlfriend like go off together. Everyone's like, what? Did that just happen?
That's what people were pissed off about?
Yep. A lesbian sunset relationship?
Yep.
Oh, God. People are assholes.
Yeah, that's awesome. I thought it was hilarious. I'm like, yeah, way to go, Nickelodeon. I mean, if it was dudes, gross. But awesome.
Grey's Anatomy number 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that show still on?
Yeah, so did I. That's my reaction also.
Well, I've got a new show for you guys.
What's that?
Have you guys watched Marco Polo yet on Netflix?
No, I haven't. It's been recommended.
It's on the queue.
Times.
It's always on the recommended. It's good. One.
I like it. I'm only 3 episodes in, but I like
well,
it
I mean, we'll it's always it on the recommended for you. But they do that with every Netflix series yeah. they come out with.
I watched all of Helix for some reason.
You didn't like it?
Oh my god! I liked it. I watched it all, but it's
I'm
so dumb.
I like it.
I also watched
the dialogue and the acting, and it's horrible.
I think the guy that plays
the Asian guy,
yeah
he's really my favorite.
Yeah, he's like definitely my favorite.
But
too.
The lead CDC guy, he's so soap so opera. Yeah.
Even the lead, like the other girl, yeah. like his daughter, the Asian guy's daughter. I'm like,
yeah, it's like.
They, I like that show a lot. I think it's good old fashioned Lost esque sci-fi.
It really is.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I liked it. There was cool things about it.
What I liked about the show is another show would have taken 5 seasons for you to figure out what you found out in 13 episodes of that show.
They're all about the answers.
It also seems like it's written by some like paranoid, you know, redneck kind of dude. Like,
yeah, doomsday prepper.
Doomsday prepper kind of guy. Yeah.
I saw there was a BoJack Horseman Christmas special release. I didn't watch it. But,
I forgot to watch that.
Yeah, so I'm really disappointed. It's not very good.
It isn't.
I love the show. It's really just an episode of horsing around.
Oh, they just did that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's just like an episode of horsing around. Like they
so
made.
It's
they
not
made,
all sad and neurotic. He's just like
no, like him and his friend dig it out and watch this episode of horsing around about Christmas. That's really bad. Like it's yeah. just like watching a 90s sitcom. Like, I see what they did, but
that's kind of cool that they did that. But yeah, I would actually like an episode of.
They'll make another season of that.
Okay. Hopefully.
I think they're already
Netflix. Like Netflix is like gangbusters now. Any show they make is pretty much taken off.
AKA Jessica Jones looks awesome. I'm excited about that.
What's that? I haven't seen that.
Jessica Jones and Luke Cage. It's one of their next like it's Marvel show that's coming out like right around Daredevil. But I forget the girl that plays. Basically, Jessica Jones is a superhero. It's Luke Cage's wife, and Luke Cage is in the show too. But it's like a female superhero show, Marvel Universe. It's gonna tie into Daredevil because they're doing all the like Marvel Knights, like all the.
They're actually gonna have superheroes in a Marvel show.
Yeah, you know the Daredevil show, right?
No.
Yeah, there's like three
comes
different
out
shows.
In May on
yeah.
Netflix. You should look.
Netflix
it up.
Has rights to three characters: Daredevil,
yeah,
Luke Cage.
They've already been shooting it. It's fully. I think it's almost done. Like they're wrapping on it right now.
So. I just watched the first season of Agents
Shield.
Of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they have the spinoff of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. coming out too, which is the like the film noir following the female
like,
from
yeah, it's like the 1950s S.H.I.L.D.
It follows her career after Captain America goes down.
Agent Carter.
There you go.
Interesting.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, I like noir. I like noir shit.
I like the kind of noir feel to Gotham. Yeah, I like that a lot.
I did not like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I didn't either. Really.
It took, I don't know.
It picks up at the end of the first season.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does take like half the season to actually become watchable.
It's got that like, I don't know, main network stink on it, which I don't like, yeah. But I don't know.
Like the whole episodic adventure of the week sort of thing.
Yeah, and it's lit just like ABC or I don't know who made it, ABC or NBC, but.
I think Daredevil and Jessica Jones would be awesome. The guy they casted for Luke Cage is spot on. So.
It's not somebody like The Rock or
no.
Oh, did you guys
black
see?
Man.
Did you guys see the new Terminator trailer for Terminator Genesis?
I did.
Horrible.
I did.
I think it actually looks pretty good.
Really good. I think it looks
they're
good.
Like rebooting it basically.
Yeah.
We're gonna reboot it by going back in time to reboot it.
That's what it is. There's like a crisscross of streams. Like,
go back in any point in the Terminator franchise and reboot it.
Yeah.
Should probably be right after Terminator 2, right before Terminator 3, which is horrible. But no, let's go back and erase all the good fucking movies.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, isn't the premise that, like, it's just like Terminator 1, they send his dad back in time to, like, save Sarah Connor, but it turns out they already sent Terminator back in time to save Sarah Connor when she's like a 5-year-old girl or something. And then the Terminator like lives with
her
her entire life. And then like when the Terminator from the original one shows up, the the like protector Terminator just automatically kills that one. And then we got the John Connor's dad sitting here like, I don't understand what the fuck's going on.
Which was also me. And they send like a T-2000 back again. You get like an
Asian I saw the metal
T-2000.
Yeah, and then there's like the middle one.
I don't know. I think it looks like it has all the shit I like about Terminator in it.
I actually haven't seen any Salvation of the Terminators didn't. Past Terminator 2. Like, I never watched Terminator 3 Salvation. Was, good. Was there like
It was. I mean, it wasn't a Terminator movie, I don't think. It was
a good action flick.
It was a good action flick.
It had Moon Blood Moon in it.
It seemed like they're doing like exactly the same thing they did with Star Wars, just like or Star Trek. Just like have some random time travel thing happen and reset the whole series so they can keep filming it as long as they want.
That was a good out in the first Star Trek film, though. Like, that was pretty original when it happened, but I think everybody's going to start taking notes.
They need to stop doing that.
Allow me, if you will, James's new Terminator movie. It opens up a day after the T-2000 has melted himself. It's still the early 90s.
Okay, I'm into it.
John Connor goes into his living room and he turns on MTV. The Guns N' Roses are playing.
Okay, I'm into
it. Insert Killer Robot. That's all you had to do. Go back to the 90s. Guns N' Roses. Robots. Done.
They need to clean up Edward Furlong, get him back in there somehow.
done.
That ugly ass redhead kid needs to come back.
Go back to the mall.
I forgot about that kid.
I don't understand how they can travel back in time and yet they still have so much trouble stopping Skynet from being made.
It's like the one-up game. It's
fate,
like,
man.
It's like, I traveled back in time to this date, and they're like, no, I traveled back in time one day earlier. And I was like, well, nope, here I go again, one day earlier than that.
Like, let's just keep traveling back in time just to save this one person that we don't even know that will win us the war yet.
Yeah, the war hasn't been won. It's just like, it's not like there's like a finite finish to the war. It's still going on. He's just kind of like leading a semi-successful rebellion against them. So like he's media like moderately doing his job well, and I think he's like the Messiah. So I don't know. I'd like one that picked up right after the end of Terminator 3 because I think that ended well with the whole bunker system and everything.
90s. Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Game over.
Terminator 2 is the one last actual Terminator movie I liked, I think.
Yeah. I like every movie, so I can't. You can't take my word for shit when it comes to movies. I'll be honest with you.
I saw 3 and Salvation in the theaters because I was I do like me some Terminator. No.
Speaking of liking every movie ever, Solar Babies, huh?
Man, someone explain Solar Babies to James.
Yeah, walk me through it, because I saw the name that you guys posted today. I'm like, yeah, I'm not watching that.
It was called Solar Warriors in the UK, if that helps.
That's way better than Solar Babies.
Yeah.
It's called Solar Babies because Solar Babies is the name of their lacrosse/hockey team.
Yeah.
It's literally like a game you play with a ball. And the stick you use is a hockey stick that has a lacrosse net on it, like halfway down. So you can either knock the ball around on the ground, or you can scoop it up so no one else can take it from you.
That doesn't matter because they only play it for like 5 minutes, and then like it never comes up again. Really?
No.
Yeah.
Why is it called Solar Babies?
Because that's the name of their hockey team.
why are they called the Solar Babies?
That's what they call themselves.
There's no water on the planet. It's just sun and desert.
How do they survive without water?
They have water rations.
It's rationed
water
rations, by like the big conglomerate, the corporation that
the corporations have sucked up all the water,
and they find like this alien sphere. It's got young Lucas Haas from all kinds of stuff. He looks familiar.
Yeah,
he finds it. He's like a deaf kid that gets his hearing back when he finds a sphere, and he shows it off to the friends, and then one of the friends of the gang steals it to take it to trade, and that's
for water.
Not necessarily for water, just like to take it like as a bargaining chip. I don't know.
I didn't understand why he took
it. Exactly. I don't remember either.
Hope for water.
It was actually Adrian Pazdar from Heroes. I don't know if you realize that. Nathan Petrelli.
Wasn't he like a member of some sort of tribe? Like he's like, what was their tribe called?
Were all like orphans, a part of the tribe.
Chimchakas or something.
Yeah. I was like half paying attention. I'm like, did they say Chitauri?
Chitauri.
Isn't that like the aliens from the Marvel. Avengers?
Yeah. And I think what else? And then like the corporation wants the sphere, so they go after the people that had it last, which because they get the sphere back from the guy that stole it, and they're being chased on their roller skates. Did you guys see the scene where they jump the broken bridge?
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's like bridge, super far, yet somehow they are ramping like
woo, just by like let's spin on each other's arms. This is how you build up momentum, right?
They did the slingshot thing. I don't know. Long story short, the sphere at the end kind of saves everything, and the corporation like goes defunct, and they open up like the water holds, and like it fills the world back up with water.
They solved nothing at the end of that movie. They blew up a small water plant.
They opened a gate. Like they blew like.
But like the movie acted like they saved the world.
Fucking ball bokai or whatever
it flew off and
didn't do anything.
There was no point in it being there.
They just like chased it the entire movie and then happened to blow up the dam in the process.
And then they go for a good old fashioned swim at the end of the movie.
I forget what I was.
And they take back the guy that stole the sphere from him because he's part of the group again.
They keep calling it the sphere of Longinus.
Longinus.
Right, which is a kind of it's a pun on the spear of Longinus.
Longinus.
Yeah, sorry.
You posted that, and I was like, "Oh, Constantine," because that's what the whole movie is about. That it's about there.
I actually just watched over Christmas. There's a show on it's on Netflix called Myth Hunters now.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah,
the Spear of Destiny one is awesome.
Yeah, we powered through like the entire two seasons. It's just a really, really good show because they take these like myths, like the Spear of Longinus and like the Garden of Eden, and they chronicle people that have tried to like discover these things. And I like the show because it's not like these things are real and they're totally going to find them. It's mostly like people failing to find these ridiculous things. The spear one's good because they actually had one in Austria or Prussia or wherever.
Right.
And it's an actual artifact.
Hitler and Patton fought over it.
Yeah, and like Patton didn't want to return it, and then he died in a car wreck.
Yeah.
And then they did testing on it, and it's not, it's like 600 years old.
800 years old, yeah.
But it's cool because it is like, they actually, you can go see it at a museum, which is.
They think it's a replica of whatever the original one was.
Yeah.
Made 800 years ago.
Charlie asked to go see dead mummies at the museum. She requested it.
My wife and daughters are going to there tomorrow. There's talk of them.
Mummies.
So it's the living mummies?
Yeah, that's why I thought it was funny, because she said, I want to see dead mummies.
Oh, man, I want to go see Knights Museum 3, too. There's so many movies in the theater I want to see right now.
You really want to see Knights Museum?
Robin Williams' last movie.
Yeah, I liked Knight of the Museum and Knight of the Museum 2. I saw both those in the theater.
They're actually not that bad. Have you ever seen them?
I've seen the first one, but I thought that was enough.
I went and saw Mockingjay with a friend. So
was it like a...
teenage friend, as a preteen friend.
Nah.
You guys writing in your dream journal?
No, I read all those books, and I've seen the first two movies.
I read the first two books. I couldn't make it through the third one.
I've seen the first movie.
Yeah.
Number two is really good.
I made my call after the first movie.
Call it. Game over.
The first movie is terrible. Like,
yeah. It is true.
Just the story's terrible.
The story's
good. I get past the movie, and the story's terrible. The
story's really good.
Have you ever watched Battle Royale?
I have read Battle Royale.
Read it.
Yeah. But just the premise of, I mean, that's just not how societies work. You can't, like, all right, there's going to be 13 towns, and this person in this town's only going to do this one thing, and we'll ship everything from that town. No, you mix everybody up in the town, and every town does everything. That's how society works.
Well, if you keep it segregated, then they can't support themselves.
It's a shitty premise.
If one town is making a little bit of everything, that means they can support a little bit of everything. But if they're only making one thing and they need something else...
Yeah,
you keep the segregation, you keep the power. Yeah.
I understand that's what they're trying to say, but I feel in practicality and actual execution, that would fall short.
Yeah. They're just trying to keep them alive enough to support the actual city that
the capital
that was left, the capital.
Pan Am or whatever it's called.
Anyway, it's not a super great premise, but I mean, it's a book for teenagers, so
like, I'm not expecting... The best part about Mockingjay, like the movie itself, like in the book, they always reference that like the president, the bad president Snow Guy, smells like blood, and nobody ever knows why, but you find out why in the Mockingjay movie. Apparently, like the young victors, the younger they win, the better, and he just like pimps them out to rich people, like just whores out kids to rich people. Mm-hmm. And he has sex with all kinds of people himself too, and he has like so many like infectious diseases that he just has open sores constantly in his mouth. That's how they explain it.
In the book, in the movie, what they say is that the way he got rid of his political opponents is poisoned them.
Yeah.
And to make the best way to do it was to poison himself too.
And
then he would take an antivenom. But then that's what caused open wounds in his mouth or whatever.
I feel like there's a better way of killing somebody.
Yeah.
without being...
Anytime somebody brings poison in the mix, I think of Wallace Shawn from Princess Bride with the cups. That's like the best standoff scene in the movie ever.
Well, yeah. I like the poison scene in the interview. <That was great. laughs> Is the gum like... oh! How are you feeling? Like, are you feeling okay?
They're making it like super obvious. I was like, man, that guy's gonna die, and then everyone's gonna know they killed him. But he just happened to shoot the other. They're all. I was like, it's so convenient.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Your gum tastes like shit.
American scum.
Relax, dude. I put it in a pack of gum.
Yeah. You'll never find it.
He's like, two doses in case you idiots fuck up again.
Did you see it, Ish? Did you watch it?
No, I
didn't watch it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I can't get on board with the Hunger Games premise. Not in with the premise. I do. You know what's one shitty teenage book that I liked? So I would say that I would just dismiss, you know, I don't like Twilight or Hunger Games. And
I don't like Twilight.
Percy Jackson wasn't very... I kind of enjoyed the movie Percy Jackson.
I've never seen it or read it.
But I did like the... What's the vampire movie with John C. Reilly in it?
Vampire's Assistant.
Yeah, I really, really like that.
I haven't seen that.
The movie's awesome. It's based on like a young adult series or whatever. Yeah. And I read the Wikipedia.
Circa Freak is what the series is.
Yeah, I read the Wikipedia for it, and it seemed like a really cool story.
Also has Josh Hutcherson from...
but I'm disappointed they didn't make a second one.
Wasn't there a movie like Magician's Apprentice or something like that?
That was...
Was that Peter J?
That was Cage.
That was Jay Baruchel and Nicolas Cage.
But yeah, Vampire's Assistant. That's good. They should have made that into a series, but it was actually pretty decent, so they didn't.
I like how they that movie was really unique in how they explained like all the vampire powers, like how like your spit heals you, and like it was just really neat.
I just like John C. Reilly being a dick to kids. The whole movie was about.
Any New Year's plans?
Allie's working at the hospital, and I'm off. So I'm probably just going to sit around and play video games.
Nice. You're not going to go to Scott's birthday party at the bar?
Was not invited.
You weren't? I was.
Way to rub it in.
Yeah. I thought everyone was because it's like,
oh.
Yeah, I'm probably
I doubt I'll make it. But
going to do whatever my wife's doing. I don't know. She always has plans.
What are you doing, Danny?
Getting crunk? Nothing, really. I'm trying to remember what a day I have off.
What, New Year's Eve is Wednesday night?
Yeah, I can't remember if I have New Year's Eve and New Year's off or just New Year's Day.
We don't open till noon on New Year's Day, which is nice because I'm a double. But yeah, I've been like,
I know what's going on flip days anymore.
Next January 5th, like next week, I'm supposed to start at Marymount, but they still haven't like given me like
all the details
or anything. I'm just like, ugh.
That's always nice. That's the thing I hate about food service is I usually knew my schedule like a week in advance.
You just got to keep trucking.
Well, it's been good to have you on regularly-ish. I don't know what we're going to do.
Yep. If I can make it, I'll make it.
Going out. Forward.
How's the D&D game been going?
We haven't played in a couple of weeks because of the holidays.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to know like when somebody dies and see how.
I think we'll probably play next week.
It's cool.
Nobody ever dies in D&D-ish. You gotta learn that.
Really?
You just roll a new character, man.
Yeah. Only the bad guys die.
You just like a new character just kind of shows up like halfway through the.
Damn.
It's like, oh, hide behind a rock. There's a new guy.
Oh, James, last week you missed an email from Z-Melts.
Oh shit! Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Did you guys read it?
Yeah,
we read it again. What'd he say? He still listens? Oh, my God.
He had a question for you, which we all answered, but...
Whoa, it's emails. First of all. I'm insulted right now. So just read me the question.
That we answered your question? Or?
Yes. Yeah. Don't pretend to know my mind.
He said, quick question for James. You often talk about how much you love the Wii U /3DS because you play games in bed a lot.
Yes, I do.
But you don't opt for the admittedly expensive PS4 /Vita with remote play option over the Xbox One.
That would be true, Z-Melts.
I get that $600 is a fuck ton of money, but seriously, the remote play option is really sweet. Some games have pretty shitty controls, but for the most part, I can play any game I want remotely. Even using my phone as an LTE hotspot. Over Thanksgiving, I was on vacation literally 1,000 miles away from my PS4, and I was able to play Destiny flawlessly basically every night I wanted to.
We explained to him that you were poor.
Admittedly, also, the Vita has a fairly small collection of games that are actually good, but just having a portable PS4 is pretty sweet.
Thank you for your question, Z-Miles. Now, while these Philistines might have insinuated that I am poor, that is not the actual answer. I could get a PS4 and a Vita if I'd like, and I've actually been considering it. I've been considering it the Vita because of the PSN games that are on there. But, I think once... I just the technology sounds too good to be true to me. But, I mean, if it's actually that, like, if the remote play is actually that good, I definitely could see myself doing that in the future. I'm waiting for the PS4, the second generation of it. That'll probably come out this year sometime. So that's when I'm going to get a PS4. And I know I can get a cheap Vita, so... Z-Miltz, I think we're on the same wavelength. Huh? Definitely going to happen. Not because I'm poor. But, man, if it's that easy. I mean, the idea of, like, going on vacation, being able to play my PS4 games. I mean, that sounds awesome. I mean, it's good.
Yeah. Actually made me want to get a Vita. I didn't think it worked that well either from what I'd heard, but...
You've already got half of it done.
Yep.
Get the expensive half done.
I wonder, like, do you have to use your phone as a hotspot? That would be the thing.
You can use any Wi-Fi.
Any Wi-Fi?
Yeah, he's just talking about when he goes out of town.
Like, does it, like, turn... Do you have to leave your PS4 on or something?
No, you can turn it on. I can turn it on from my phone right now.
What? I know I can turn my Xbox on, but I don't know if that's, like, over my Wi-Fi, like, in-house or whatever, if I could do it from here or whatever.
Actually, that's a good point. I don't think I can turn it on, like... from my work or whatever.
Yeah. I think because it detects what devices are on the Wi-Fi network that this is on at that time.
my friend Dylan that's renting the room from me, he has like a smart TV that has AirPlay. So I can, if I'm watching YouTube or something on my phone, it gives me the option to send it to his TV without his permission or anything.
Yeah.
So anytime he comes out to like make himself something to eat or something like that, I turn on like Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball and just like leave it going.
I should put like gay porn on it or something.
Our Spotify, like Allie uses Spotify and it only lets one person use it at a time, but two people can listen. So like every now and then, like my phone will just pop up and it'll be like, this is the Spotify icon. I'll click on Spotify and it'll be like playing on Allie's phone and I can go in and just like control what. If she hates it because she's driving, she can't grab it. So I'll play like the worst music and cue it up for her drive to work. She's like, I hate you.
That's what? Awesome. Just
sounds like that thing when your roommates leave their computer unlocked and you change their homepage.
Yeah. Homepage, I always change the background to a giant black cock. That's that's what we do.
My go-to has been Meatspin for about 10 years. So.
Yeah, I would meat spin my roommate a lot.
Would you, Danny?
I also liked. I would take a print screen of his desktop and set it as a background, and then put all of his icons in like a little folder somewhere else. And he's like, "Damn it, why isn't anything working?"
Or when you make like the shortcuts for shutdown. You can do that.
I'd even like minimize the start bar so you could see a start bar and you click on start. And like, God damn it.
That's fun.
All right. Well, one more time. One of my roommates, when I was in college, there were six of us who lived in a house with six people. Three of them are computer science majors. We were always fucking with each other. But our friend, it was John, he had a laptop or whatever, so we replaced you could put like an MP3, this was back like Windows, what was Windows before? I think it was Windows XP. And so we recorded an MP3, it just says, I'm listening to gay porn, like, or I'm watching gay porn, like really loud. And you would replace the shortcut icon with the Internet Explorer icon, so you'd wait till he goes to class, and then... I'm watching gay porn. I came home from class like, I will murder you. I don't think I've ever seen him generally like want to murder somebody. It was beautiful.
When I was in college, I had a roommate. He's like this really like nerdy kid. He had like collected Legos and baseball cards and stuff, and he had them all over the room. But he is like, spent almost the entire time sitting in the room playing like Warcraft 3. But one time he's like, Danny, I met this girl. I'm going to bring her to the room. did you make yourself like absent for a while? But the day he picked was April 1st to do this. So he like hid his, all his Legos away and like all his cards and stuff and like went to like go get her. And as soon as he left, I just fucked around everything in the room. I put all his Legos back out again, put all his cards back out.
You asshole.
And then he had like a desk and every single drawer in his desk, I just put like I printed out a porno picture and just like put it, so like you open it, it's just porno picture, porno picture, porno picture.
And that was his last attempt at a heterosexual relationship.
I mean, luckily he knew not to trust me, so he like did a quick sweep before like the girl got there. Because he was like, he like went to have dinner with her and he's gonna bring her back. And he's like, real quick, I don't know. I guess he like asked her to wait outside. I don't know how he like.
Excuse me for one second.
Yeah. But he like hit everything back again. And then it was hilarious. He hated me for like a month after that.
That's pretty great.
You too, man. What a dick. Danny G.
Oh, he also had like a little stuffed koala bear that he'd have ever since a little kid. And it was like our inside joke, just fuck with this koala bear as much as possible.
Yeah, of course.
Just koala bear.
Fucked his koala bear.
We lived on the third story and we had like a window and like we'd throw the bit. Like, it was just a little stuffed animal. So we'd like throw it out the window all the time. But one of my favorite things to do was just like put it on the windowsill and then close it because it was like so narrow that if he tried to open the window, he would knock it out of the window. But he was like,
where's this friend at now, Danny?
I hang out with him sometimes. But what I ended up doing is I put the bear out of the windowsill and I wrapped a little rope around it and put a lock on the end and dangled the lock outside the window and then took the rope and put it on like and closed, you know what I'm talking about? Closed the window on the rope. So he like, he opened it very slowly, trying to make sure he didn't knock out. And as soon as it did, the rope was like, and then the lock just goes, just drags the thing right out.
Much nicer than the whole shit we did to our room. My friend was going on a cruise with his girlfriend. They've been dating for a year, and it was like spring break. He had everything packed up. Like, you know, they were going straight to the airport or whatever, so he had his, like, suitcase full of clothes. And I'm just pissed all over all his clothes. Zip the suitcase. Cruise!
We would do that to people's shoes and freeze it.
He had to go on a 10-day cruise with a suitcase full of pissy clothes.
That's
horrible.
He did not know who did it for a long time. Like, well, it was like three of us.
That's fucking nasty.
Yeah. He said that he was on the plane, you know, and you put him in the thing over time, something just smelled pissy. That's the kind of friend I am.
Nice, nice. All right, well, I got to shut this down.
All right.
But
see you guys next week. What episode was this?
This is episode 56. Do you want to take us out-ish?
I'm just going to say good night, and thanks a lot, guys. I hope to come back soon.
Where do they contact us at?
Yeah, we don't care about that shit.
Sorry.
Give them the contact.
Nintendo Dreamcast Podcast at gmail.com, on Twitter at Nintendo DCast, and Facebook.com/Nintendo Dreamcast.
Someone showed us that D yet?
No one showed us the D yet. We're so disappointed.
Nobody's retweeted the D?
The theme last week was send James the D.
Thanks. Yeah, send me the D, guys. I would love to look at pictures of cats.
And Z-Melts will have to go back as number two fan with me being gone. So I'll make sure to email you guys fairly often.
Good.
Man, we should pay to get Z-Melt Flint out here and get him on the cast.
Just once a week, just fly him
just
out.
Once.
Just once.
Yeah, we'll have a special Z-Melt.
Just buy him a one-way ticket.
Well, motherfucker is going on vacations and he's got Vitas and PS4s. He'd probably pay his own plane ticket.
Yeah, take motherfucker. Well, all right. Well, thanks for writing us Z-Melts again, and goodbye.
Good night, guys.
Bye.